This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Police in Myanmar launched their most sweeping crackdown in 3 weeks of protests against military rule on Saturday. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
In the toughest crackdown yet, police in Myanmar clashed with protesters, detaining dozens of people. Several media workers were also detained. Despite the crackdown, their numbers building through the morning to chant and sing, melting away into side streets as police advanced. Three domestic media outlets said a woman was shot and killed in the central town of Monwea. Police there were not immediately available for comment. The Southeast Asian country has been in turmoil since the army seized power and detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and much of her party leadership. Alleging fraud in a November election, her party had won in a landslide.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Gunmen in Nigeria on Saturday released 27 teenage boys who were kidnapped from their school last week in the northern state of Niger, where security forces continued to search for more than 300 schoolgirls abducted in a nearby state. Earlier this month, 27 students, 3 staff, and 12 members of their family were abducted by an armed gang who stormed the government science secondary school in the Kagara district of Niger State, overwhelming the school's security detail. One boy was killed during the raid. The release of the schoolboys comes just a day after a raid on a school in Zamfara State, where gunmen seized 317 girls. Schools have become targets for mass kidnappings for ransom in northern Nigeria by armed groups, many of whom carry guns and ride motorcycles. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is calling on the Senate to pass a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill that passed the House of Representatives early Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering.
President Biden says House passage of the COVID-19 relief bill he's championed moves the country one step closer to ending the pain the pandemic has caused. And he's urging the Senate to act quickly on the $1.9 trillion package, saying,
"We can finally get our economy moving again."
But Republicans like August Pfluger of Texas say too much money is going to projects with little connection to COVID relief.
Taxpayers in Texas should absolutely not be rewarding states who have kept their economies shuttered.
Democrats are pushing the measure through Congress under special rules to avoid a Senate filibuster in an effort to get it to the president's desk before emergency jobless benefits end March 14th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hundreds of people, including the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, placed flowers on Moscow's Bolshoi-Moskvoretsky Bridge on Saturday, where Russian opposition figure Boris Nemtsov was gunned down 6 years ago. Mourners formed a long line to add their tributes to the memorial after the annual march to commemorate Nemtsov was canceled due to coronavirus restrictions. Nemtsov was an outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. His killing on February 27, 2015, was seen as a blow to forces opposing the country's longtime leader. An officer in the security forces of Chechnya's Kremlin-backed leader was sentenced to 20 years in prison for firing the shots that killed Nemtsov. 4 other men were jailed for between 11 and 19 years for their involvement in Nemtsov's killing. The Golden Globes are Sunday, and the organization that votes and hosts the awards has 87 members, but none of them is black. As AP's Julie Walker reports, the organization is vowing to change that.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association said in a statement Friday that an action plan is under development to admit black members. Its former president told Variety the organization hasn't had a black member in nearly 2 decades and can't recall when there had been a black member. Golden Globes presenters Sterling K. Brown and Time's Up are among those who have criticized the HFPA's lack of inclusion and diversity. Brown says for any governing body of a current Hollywood award show to have such a lack of voting representation illustrates a level of irresponsibility that should not be ignored. I'm Julie Walker.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.